Beloved, you are listening to Grace Life Komi Podcast, a platform commissioned by God to raise men into completeness in Christ Jesus. We believe that you will be blessed beyond measure as you give yourself wholly to this divinely inspired teaching. Through God's servant Pastor Chimdi Ohahuna, grace to you, Jesus is Lord.
Hallelujah to Jesus.
Amen.
All right, we have been on the Beatitudes, which basically are the attitudes to be. And we've looked at quite a number of them. The last time we looked at blessed are the peacemakers. All right, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. We have looked at that. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are they which hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God. All right, and in this brief study, we are going to be looking at blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
We understood that this word blessed there means when you manifest these attributes, these attitudes, you manifest the blessing. And we are made to understand that this is actually the life of everyone who is born of Christ, who is born of God. This is the nature we have. But though it's dormant in us, that's our spirit man's identity, we have to manifest it physically through our bodies. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
That's the reason why we are blessed. We are blessed. As when you get born again, you just get blessed. It's not material things or possessions that makes us blessed or that show that we are blessed. It's our new nature in Christ that shows, that reveals us as blessed people. Yeah, but one thing is that it's one thing to be blessed and it's another thing to manifest the blessing. Amen. When God blessed Adam, he said, be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth, subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the field, the birds of the air, and everything that walketh upon the face of the deep. God did the work of blessing Adam, but Adam had to take the responsibility to be what? To be fruitful, to multiply, to replenish. You see, the Christian walk is a beautiful life because we are best blessed when we get into Christ, when we get born again. But we have the responsibility to manifest this blessing. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
And that's the essence of the Beatitudes. That's the essence of this study, so that we can actually manifest these blessings. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
It's not enough to say I'm a born again Christian, I'm a child of God. Oh, I have the life of God. I have the nature of God. Yes, I am perfect. I am complete in Christ. Amen to Jesus.
Amen.
It's not enough for us to say we are children of God, we are born again. It's more than enough when we what? Reveal the blessing of God in our life. And the blessing revealed is the attributes of God, the attitude of God. Now, actually, when you look at the word prosperity, all the words that explain prosperity through the Old Testament, they actually mean, they all just speak about character and attitude. Amen to Jesus. So the word finance just appears one of the words, and that's infinitesimal when compared to all the words we are dealing with and what they explain. Are we together? Now, so the Beatitude is very important because that's what actually reveals the blessing of God in us. That's what actually reveals that we are blessed to humanity. Amen to Jesus. And that's why it's not just a rhyme or a reading. They say that the merciful for they shall obtain mercy. No, it's a revelation that has to be made a reality. Praise God forevermore. Hallelujah to you. So we're looking at blessed are those that are persecuted. You see, one thing about the Beatitude is that it doesn't just talk about the seemingly nice things. Are you getting what I'm saying? It talks about the difficult things to do. Blessed are the peacemakers. When that's who the peacemakers, what they are. You have peace in you, but you have to make the peace in your environment. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. You know, as human beings, we don't hunger and thirst. We don't hunger and thirst after righteousness. We hunger and thirst for physical food only, because that's what we are more conscious of. But the hunger and the thirst for righteousness is a spiritual hunger and thirst, which we have to become conscious of. So these things are not just easy things. They are not what we like to do. Are you getting what I'm saying? But these are the things we have to do. Just the same way, there are things you mean, there are food you not like to eat, but you have to what? Eat them, because they are what? Healthy for you. Alright, says, and now we're talking about blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake. It's important we need to understand something here, that it's not just those who are persecuted, because you can be persecuted for any other reason. Like I understood some years ago, the Lord made me understand that you can either suffer for righteousness' sake, or you suffer for your foolishness' sake. Yeah. So it's either you are persecuted for righteousness' sake, or you are persecuted for your foolishness' sake. Righteousness' sake means when you are persecuted for what? Bible says righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost, that's the kingdom of God. Amen to Jesus. It says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' name, for that's the kingdom, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. So righteousness' sake means when you are persecuted for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. Now, so being persecuted for the sake of the kingdom of God, because your reward, it says, blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of God. Your reward is the kingdom of God. And your kingdom, and the kingdom of God comprises of what? Righteousness, peace, and joy. Are we together? Now, so for your reward to be the kingdom of God, it means that you'll be persecuted for what? For being right, in right standing with God. Jesus says to me, he said, they hated me, they will also hate you. And they will hate you because why? Because I sent you. Now, so when we are persecuted because of our right standing with God, then we are talking about persecution for righteousness' sake. But when we are persecuted for any other reason, it is not persecution for righteousness' sake. So when we are being persecuted, because to be persecuted actually means to put to flight, you know. That's the first word that explains persecuted, to be put to flight, to make to run away. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, when the persecution started in the church, in the first church, when Saul was persecuting them, remember, they ran out of Jerusalem. It was on his way to Damascus that he had an encounter. Are we together? So they were put to flight. Amen. So one thing that persecution does to you, it puts you to flight. It makes you run away from the environment where you are being persecuted. Yeah. Why? Because there is a time for you to stay in the environment. We did that in one of our studies. We studied this a while ago. No, there's a time for you to stay in the environment, and a time for you to what? Run away from the environment. Jesus told the disciples, yes, when we looked at it and said, Jesus told his disciples, says, when they chase you in one city, when they persecute you in one city, run to another city. In fact, he actually told them, in fact, if you are in the market and you hear that they are still persecuting people at home, don't even get home. Don't go home to collect your clothes. Just from the market, start running away. That was actually that advice again. And you're like, oh, but we are supposed to stand and fight. Oh, but we are standing for the gospel. The person who called us told us how to handle it. And if we do otherwise, we will suffer for our own foolishness' sake. So if you have the opportunity to run away and you still go and face the persecution, you have actually disobeyed. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
So that suffering you suffer will not be accounted for. It will not be credited to your account. It will be a wasted suffering. And if the person dies in the process, that means the word is a wasted death. Are we together?
Yeah.
Because the Lord Jesus had already told us how to handle what? Persecution. So you can imagine the first word that explains persecution means to run away. To persecution actually means to make you run away, to make you flee. And why should I flee? If the need be, flee. If they are making you run away, if the need be, run away. Like I always tell people, I say, come, if it is not your personal house and everybody, they start troubling you, plus everybody around starts troubling you, I say, why do you have to be? Or in fact, you even see that there are demonic operations in the house and it's not your personal house. Why should you start doing spiritual warfare on a rented house when you can go and rent another house? The prayer you use to do spiritual warfare on a rented house, use that prayer to pray for money to go and rent a new house. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's waste of spiritual energies and it's suffering for your own foolishness' sake. Are you getting what I'm saying? What I'm saying is what I've experienced and what I've practiced. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, so when persecution comes, when you are standing in your right standing with Christ, because you have been made righteous in Christ, Once you, it's not enough for you to just be made righteous, for you to manifest the righteousness of God. As you begin to manifest it, you see that the devil's agent will get angry. So what do? They want to chase you out of the environment, you know, and we've experienced it. If they want to chase you out, if they want you to flee, my brother, pray for the money to flee. Pray for the resources to flee. It's no big deal. Are you getting them? Even there's a people that will even sell their own house and flee. So what is the problem? If are you getting me? Uh-huh. You flee. Are you getting me? So persecution makes you flee because you are standing in your righteousness stand. In an organization, they start persecuting you left, right, and center because they want you to leave the organization because you are in your right standing with God. If you begin to pray and the Lord begins to tell you it's time to leave, ask him, please, provide a place to live to. And he provides it. There's no use standing there and saying, I want to prove to them that I'm a child of God. That's not a proof. That is a foolish act. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yeah.
A foolish act. So, when we are persecuted, when we are made to flee because of our right standing with God, we are blessed. So, they troubled me in that office, but I had to leave. And as I left the office now, the job I got, yes, there's peace there. But look at the salary I have now, it's not as, you know, big as the former salary. And the benefits that I had before, is not as, they are not as much as the other benefits. What is important to you? Is it your sanity or salary? Are you getting what I'm saying? Is it your sanctification or salary? Is it your stand for Christ or salary? Because if God makes a way for you to flee because he wants you to flee and refuse to flee and you die, it's a wasted death. Is it your life or salary? And these are things that Christians need to understand about the standing and being persecuted for righteousness sake. Praise God forevermore.
Hallelujah.
You need to understand it. And when God will have you flee. We have to flee in this country. Are you getting what I'm saying? We have to flee. There was no fighting, no giddy, no trouble. We just fled as we had to flee. When God wants you to flee, you flee for your righteousness to remain intact. Because the last location where, as I told them once, I said, the devil, the temptation here, the arsenal there, all the operations of the devil here is to make you compromise. And I told them I won't compromise. And when God saw that, if you stay any longer, you may compromise. God made us flee. Are you getting what I'm saying? When Joseph was with Potiphar's wife, when they were in the house, she was definitely making advances at him. But when he came to the room to come and do something in the room, or whether she came to his room, I don't know, and she heard him, he knew that this one is my life that's at stake. So what did he do? He fled. Are we together?
Yes.
For righteousness' sake. And he suffered for fleeing. Are we together?
Mm.
He suffered for fleeing. But he was happy suffering for fleeing. If he has stayed to fight for foolishness' sake, the story would have been a totally different story. Because even if he did not get into the act with her, but he stayed and was trying to explain things to her, and was trying to
tell her no.
She would have just shouted, help. And one servant would have come running there. And as the servant runs in there, before the servant comes, she has torn her clothes. And as she tears her clothes, she holds him. The servant sees her clothes torn. And she says, you can see. You see, the reason why, like they said, studies made us understand that Potiphar did not believe his wife. Because he's normal for a politician and a person who has been in political scene. And you definitely must have had an understanding of justice then. Every case will be proven as valid with a witness.
Mm-hmm.
She was the only witness to her case. And she was the plaintiff, the witness. Where is that done? So the judge in her bed, it's just a matter of let me just save myself and save my family and save this young boy. Send him to prison. If not, that crime is a crime punishable by death. She didn't have a witness. But if Joseph had not fled, if he had not enjoyed persecution by fleeing, she would have just, why is he saying no now, madam, you don't understand, madam, why is he saying that? She's desperate for something. So what will she do? She tear her clothes, hold him, and shout help, and somebody comes and see her, a servant comes and see her clothes torn, and she say he wanted to rape her, and there's a witness to that effect. He will die for what? Foolishness sake. So, something for righteousness sake is knowing when to flee. The persecutions, the troublings, because you are standing for Christ. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes.
Amen to Jesus. Amen. Yeah, so it's knowing when to flee. What? When you are being persecuted for righteousness' sake, praise God forevermore. And it also means to be harassed or troubled or molested or mistreated because you are what? Righteous. Are you getting what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To be harassed, to be troubled, to be molested or mistreated because you are standing for your standing for righteousness. Are you getting what I'm saying? Now, these are things that will come to us as born again children. We'll be harassed, we'll be molested. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
We'll be troubled, they'll trouble us. You know, they'll trouble us. I was talking to somebody and the person, we're talking about the particular, I said, you and this place, you and this place. She has taken note of it, say, you and this place. And I beg, don't say that. Say, in a place where if you are not looking for trouble, trouble will come and look for you. Yeah. But it's because you're righteous. Now, if you're not righteous, those kind of things will not come.
Yeah.
The devil does not harass his own. He won't harass his own. Are you getting me?
Mm-hmm.
He won't trouble his own. But you that you have chosen, you have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and you have chosen to stand for the righteousness, the devil will throw every stone at you. Every stone he can throw, he will throw it at you. He will throw bottles, he will throw everything. Just to do what? Just to trouble you, to harass you, to molest you, to mistreat you. You know? So when we are standing in our righteousness and we are being harassed, molested, mistreated, and troubled, are we together?
Yeah.
Let's not feel bad at all. In fact, we should be happy. That's where the blessing lies. Are you getting what I'm saying? The blessing lies in when all these things are being done to us because we are standing in our what? Righteousness in Christ. It's when we are not standing in our righteousness that we can ask asking, what is the problem? What is going on? As long as you examine yourself and you see that you are standing in your righteousness in Christ, what do you do? You should rejoice, right? Because that is a sign of the blessing at work in your life. And when you enjoy this, you know what happened? The reward is what? The kingdom of God. So this persecution is already a proof that you're already enjoying the kingdom of God.
Are
you get what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's already a proof because the kingdom of God is made of righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. That's why when you are persecuted, what should you do? You should be at peace. You just said, my peace I give to you, not as the world giveth, give unto you. You get what I'm saying? That's why you should be at peace. When you know that you are your righteous stand, you should be at peace. And then the next thing to be, you should be joyful. So when you have been persecuted for righteousness' sake, and be at peace and be joyful, what happens? That's just the manifestation of the kingdom of God. So how do I know the kingdom of heaven has manifested? When I'm being persecuted for being righteous and I remain at peace and I'm joyful. It's not when I have big cars, big houses, and everything like that. That's not the kingdom of God. Kingdom of God is manifestation of what? Being persecuted for righteousness, for being righteous. And you have peace and joyful. This blessing is for every child of God. And every time we go through this, we should just remember that we are already what? Inheriting the kingdom of heaven. And we're praying today, Lord, I receive grace.
Lord, I receive grace.
To stand peaceful.
To stand peaceful.
And joyful.
And joyful.
Anytime.
And every time.
I am persecuted.
Because I'm standing.
In my place.
Of righteousness.
Talk to the Lord this morning.
Father and Almighty.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I receive grace, Lord.
To remain pure, Lord Jesus, in Jesus' precious name we pray.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the grace we have received to remain peaceful and joyful every time we are persecuted for the righteous, for righteousness' sake. Thank you, Lord and King, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Now is your moment of salvation. If you are yet to make the Lord Jesus Christ your Lord and personal Savior, we request that you say this prayer along with many others now. Say these words: Lord Jesus, I am a sinner, I repent of my sins, and ask that you forgive my sins. I believe that you shed your blood on the cross, died for my sins, and rose again in the third day. Today, I invite you into my life today. Wash me by your blood, make me your own, until eternity be my Lord and personal Savior. Thank you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' precious name.
For your love gift of any amount to Grace Life Kami Podcast, kindly use any of our giving channels available to give in dollars. You can send to Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. Account number 033-154-551-2013. SWIFT code MBGHGHAC. To give in CDs, Universal Merchant Bank Ghana. You can send to account number 033-254-551-2017. To give in Naira, you can send to Ecobank Nigeria, account number 554-102-0592. Also, for further inquiries, you can call us on +233-54-594-7132. Or, send us an email via chimdiohahunaministry@gmail.com. Today, remain ever blessed.
We believe you were blessed listening to this teaching from God's Word. May your soul remain ever refreshed and revived. We would love to hear your praise report today. Beloved, remain connected to Grace Life Komi Podcast. Jesus is Lord.